Big news, of course, is the Masters, and Adam Scott is hovering. Larry Canning, our SEN golf expert on a Sunday morning for Shricks and dedicated to improving your game, joins us. G'day, Larry.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. Adam Scott is hovering.
Adam Scott is definitely hovering. Had one of those typical Adam Scott rounds, Kev. Hit every shot pretty well straight out of the centre of the club. Hit it close. Had lip outs left, right and centre. 15 pars and 3 birdies. So very frustrating again to watch it. It's such a, you know, such a perfect ball striking day. So he's only 3 shots back at 3 under par. And if putts start falling, and I think it's time they did, given what I've seen over the last 3 days, he's right in the thick of things.
Larry, is it fair to say that he's actually putting? I know this sounds ridiculous, but he's actually putting quite well. He's just not putting the ball in the hole.
Yeah, I couldn't see anything wrong with any of the putts that he missed, Kev. That's just slight misreads in the greens there, like I've discussed before, like putting on a merry-go-round. You know, the ball spins off sideways off some of those slopes. So, yeah, I couldn't see the speed was just... The issue I think he's had in the past has been is the speed of his putting. I think when he had the broomstick putter, that was probably the only thing he couldn't do consistently well was keep the speed the same, because he's, you know, putting with this thing that weighed 3.5 ton. But, yeah, I think now with his new putting style, the short putter, his speed is definitely better. Yeah, I reckon it's time. Tomorrow, it's going to be really tight. He has to get off to a pretty good start. You've got a couple of guys up the top of the leaderboard, Kev, that are going to make it difficult for him. Justin Rose, of course, a former US Open champion, who's played very well around Augusta, as the course well birdied. He actually played with Scott today, which made it even more frustrating, Kev, because Rose made all the putts that Scotty missed. He shot 5 under the back 9 row, so he's at 6 under par. But what about Sergio? Isn't it time? If there's a golfing god any up there watching, please, if Adam doesn't win, let Sergio have a major.
He doesn't want to be the European version of Colin Montgomery, does he?
Well, I was just thinking earlier that, you know, if there is a club for the best players never to have won a major, Serge has got to be chairman. Have to be chairman, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine that boardroom. There'd be, you know, like you said, Lee Westwood sitting in there, Colin Montgomery. I think he'd be taking the minutes, Colin. and you'd think there'd have to be a picture of John Daly stuck up on the wall in there somewhere.
Yes.
With darts all over his forehead, wouldn't you reckon? I mean, he's won 2 majors and a Wednesday Stableford. That's his 3 big wins. And he was Schindler's every time he was.
Yeah, great advertisement for the elite game of golf, isn't he?
goodness
gracious. Jordan Spieth is the one that's also interesting in this, because he's sort of emerged as Adam Scott's emerged, so is he.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth, 400 today, 68. He's just designed to win this golf tournament. Second, first, and second are his last 3 results at Augusta. He's won 3 majors, Kev, so he has nothing to lose. He will blaze away without worrying about not winning, because he's already won it. And that's a massive thing, I think, for Justin Rose, the leader, and Adam Scott. They've all won majors. You know, and it's, once that monkey's off the back of these top players, it's got to be so much easier to win another. The second one's got to be so much easier. Keep an eye, Kev, on a guy called Charles Schwartzel.
Yeah, thought that.
Who shot 68 today. Now, he's won this tournament before. The only player to birdie his last 4 holes to win, and he beat Jason Doe and Adam Scott. So I've never really liked him since then, but as a player, I've watched him in President's Cups coming into Australia a couple of times, and World Cups, and he is a really gun player. And as I said, with a green jacket already in his closet, no problems with him in terms of nerves.
The other Aussies, Larry, Jason Day today, he's 69, but he's 3 over. Curtis Luck, a 75 today, he's 9 over. And Mark Leishman is 78 today, he's 9 over. So they're not in the calculations. Can Scotty win it?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely, yep. Yeah. He needs to birdie the second, the par 5 second, and a couple of the easier par 4s, maybe 6 and 7. Well, 7 and 8, I should say, 8 to par 5. If he gets through the front 9, through 2 or 3 under, right in the thick of it, will depend on, I think, Justin Rose will determine. And you know, whether if he plays well, I don't think he can catch him if he plays as well as he did today. And if Spieth gets off to a good start, he'd be one to watch. I just want Serge to do it, though. You know, Adam's got one in his closet.
Yeah.
Just let Serge win, please.
Yeah. And give
Adam next year.
I remember watching Serge a few years ago, and just the you know, the whole the wiggle and the twaddle, whatever they called it, that he had going on.
The waggle.
The waggle. And honestly, it was absolutely manly, but it would be good. He's a very pop. He's an easy golfer to watch and an easy golfer to like.
Yeah, and one of the best strikers, Kev. Yep. I mean, at this elite level, he's a better striker than Jordan Spieth.
Okay.
And possibly even Ricky Fowler. So, you know, if like I said, if there's a God, please.
Okay.
Oh, it's Sebi's birthday tomorrow too, Kev.
Oh, okay.
Garcia being a Spaniard.
Yeah, all right.
It would be a special win for Garcia in a number of ways. But
let's hope
it would, it would dedicate it to Sebi for sure.
Let's hope there's a big finish there. Good on you, Larry. Always good to catch up.
Thanks, Kev.
Larry Canning, our SEN golf expert, for Srixon, dedicated to improving your game.